Headline, chart. Duquan's extradition has seen a total of 23 developments, published at 1 p.m. UTC, October 21, 2024, on Protos.com. Last week, Montenegro's Minister of Justice said he had decided where Duquan would be extradited for his role in the Terra Luna collapse. However, before his verdict was revealed, a surprise appeal from Quan threw yet another spanner in the works. Quan filed the appeal on September 25th against a Supreme Court ruling that took place 6 days earlier and ruled that the Minister of Justice, Bojan Bojovic, would decide where to extradite Quan. His appeal requested the suspension of his extradition proceedings, the Supreme Court's verdict, and the decision-making of Bojovic. On October 18th, in response to the request, Quan's extradition was paused by the Constitutional Court until a final decision is made. Protos has updated the Duquan extradition timeline to reflect these developments, which can be viewed here. Bojovic was apparently not made aware of Quan's appeal until October 18th, 23 days after it was submitted. In response to the Constitutional Court's decision, the Ministry of Justice said, "We ask that the Constitutional Court act in this case as soon as possible and that in the future it informs us about it without delay so that we can continue the activities started in the specific case." It said that because of the complexity and public interest in this case, we believe that good and timely communication between branches of government and institutions is of key importance for making valid decisions based on the Constitution and the law. That same announcement claimed a written copy of the Constitutional Court's decision had not been provided to the Ministry of Justice at the time. This recording was AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.